And we're back from our break with Susan Miller. And Susan, I wanted to, here's my probing question, because I have to have this question answered, because it just happened a few days ago.
Right.
And it's the Venus-Jupiter crescent moon positioning that was
so beautiful. Well, you know, in the night sky in December, I don't know if you've ever noticed how inky black the sky is. When it gets dark in the summer, it's more like an azure blue or a midnight blue. It's not inky black. So in the winter here, we can really see the stars a little bit easier, especially if you're away from the city lights. But I was sitting on the couch, and the window is right in front of me on the 29th floor, so I see a lot of the sky in New York City. And there was the moon and two little stars very close to the moon. And I'm like, that's got to be Venus and Jupiter. But wait, I need to know. So if you do a chart, you know, astrologers get all their information from NASA. We don't just make this up. We have to do geometry all the time. So I wanted to see if the moon, Jupiter, and Venus were in the same sign. They were. They were in Capricorn, and they were all 22 degrees. So they were all on the head of a pin. And this is just such a lovely configuration. Jupiter and Venus were conjunct exact on December 1st, but they're still close enough, you know, still not that far apart. And the moon was there, too, in the constellation of Capricorn. And it just, the moon is your emotions. Venus is love and beauty and anything decorative like jewelry or perfume or things that we put on ourselves to bring love, and Jupiter is the giver of gifts and luck and happiness, and they were all together. Aww. And it was just beautiful to look at.
And they're saying this is incredibly rare.
Is it rare? Yeah. Well, they're close to Earth, I guess, and we're seeing it so clearly. Yeah, it was really nice. Later that night, after Brian Williams talked about it on his nightly report on NBC, mm-hmm. I went back to the window, and there was a little bit of a cloud cover, so you couldn't see it again. And he said it was best viewed in kind of twilight time, mm-hmm. and that's when I had noticed it. You know, so and the moon has moved too far now. It's in Pisces tonight, mm-hmm. so it's not near Venus and Jupiter, but you might still see the other two. They're oh. they're very bright. They're like diamonds. They're beautiful. They just shimmer. It's gorgeous.
It really is. It really is. And anytime I see or hear of something astrologically that's happening, it's like, oh, this is for Susan. I know she's going to write about it.
You know what's interesting? The day you were born will never be repeated again in time, space, or geography, or, you know, not in Cleopatra's time, not in 2021, or wow. never. That's the configuration you have at your birth will never, ever, ever in eternity be repeated again.
That is
so that is something to think about for everyone who's listening, because even twins are born a few minutes apart,
right.
or even a minute apart, and that changes the mathematical degrees. And in astrology, believe me, every little whisker counts. Every
wow.
tiny, tiny degree counts. And that, you know, that makes you think. I used to tell the photographers, I used to work with photographers, commercial photographers on big jobs, I'd say, you know, the market doesn't want to, you know, don't make your portfolio the way you think the art director wants to see it. He wants to see your voice. He wants to see your vision.
Unique, right.
He doesn't know what he wants to see until he sees it. And when that poetry comes out, when it's organic, when it's truly yours, it's beautiful. It's perfect and complete. So you need to just have the courage to sing your song.
Exactly.
Because your song is perfect.
Well, and in the entertainment industry, as soon as you tell, you know, director, producer, that you're just like someone else, that is an immediate turn.
Yeah, they're thinking, why do I want a poor man's, you know, Britney Spears or a poor man's Brad Pitt? I
yeah.
want the original.
We've got them already. We don't need another
right.
one.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So, really, and the more comfortable you become with yourself, the more you'll be,
right.
you know, and that's a nice thought. And so each of us is given a chance to show our eyes, our our instincts, our style, you know, each one of us. Mm-hmm. And not to be afraid of contributing that. And this also shows that everyone has talent in different areas, and just go for it. If you feel compelled to write, to compute, to write software, to act, to do anything, to be an accountant, to be whatever it is, whatever you love, you have to go through with it. You have to do it.
Right.
You know, and we all contribute in big or little ways. There's nothing more noble. I've always devoted my life to the nobility of the quiet man. You know, the person that I see on the subway who's coming home, the nurse who's worked double shift so that her son can be the first person in the family to go to college.
Mm.
This is my hero.
Right.
You know, the quiet nobility of everyday life. I guess I see it so much living in New York, because we're always walking and we're on buses and trains and we're all smushed up against each other. And I look at the faces, and that person was somebody's baby, and now they're grown up, and now they're helping somebody else. And, you know, and I think about their lives, where could they have been today, or where are they going, or what are they thinking about? Or, you know, it's interesting.
Yes.
Everyone has a story.
It's a sacrifice, and it's an incredible contribution.
Yes.
It really is.
And everyone should feel courageous about their talents, and
absolutely,
to develop them and feel joyous about it. Life is too short to be in a job that you feel trapped in.
And you know, when I think about your book, I'm going to bring it up again, but I love the title, because I think about the word possibility.
Oh yeah, there's nothing destined here. You have free will. You have just this range of possibilities. See, astrology is best used for planning and also to get to know yourself and your talents better. We just start with the planning first, because most people are skeptical about astrology, and I totally understand that. I was too. So was my mom when she started studying it. And she was studying it at the suggestion of her sister. She didn't necessarily want to learn it, but her sister kept saying, "Let's do it together," my aunt. And so with astrology, it teaches you there are times to act, there's times to hold back.
Mm-hmm.
There's times to ask questions, there's times to research more. And in my column, I tell you what phase you're in right this minute. And I can give you ideas of how to navigate that. And there are times when you might say, oh, I need a new apartment, and it's really bad for you in your chart that it's going to be a hard time for you to find that new apartment.
Mm-hmm.
But then I say, okay, we got to give it a little extra time, and I have to give you more detail, and I don't want you to be discouraged, so we're going to really work on this, and we're going to look at the dates that are the best for you, and we're going to work with this, and we're going to have proper expectations of what we can find under these aspects. You know, I think having the right expectations is half of life.
Yes.
You're always happy. You're like, okay, I'm under tough aspects. I may not be able to get the penthouse facing south this year. Maybe I need an interim apartment until I can get the bigger one.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a plan, that's all you need. You need a plan. And there is no destiny. I can say that this is the best year to change jobs, but if you love your job, stay in that job and ask for promotion, or ask for more responsibility, or ask your boss if you could go back to school and learn a few extra things, maybe with a tuition refund program. Or there's so many ways to use a good aspect, and I try to list a few of them, you know, when I do write.
Well, and I think that's so interesting and so critically important for people to understand, and I think that that's why the title for your book, I think, was absolutely perfect.
I sat there, you know, even when you're thinking, I have to come up with an idea, a name for my book. So you're sitting there, you're writing and writing, and I kept going back to that one. I said, oh, gee, it's a long title, Planets and Possibilities, but I like it the best. It's the one I want, so I hope my publisher's going to like it. And she did. She did. It was Warner Books. And she did. She said, we're going to leave it.
You have a knack for this business, too, and you understand. And you're truthful and honest about everything that you want to put out there, too. So
yeah.
You are.
Yeah, I just want to be everybody's best friend. I mean, I'm not, you know, on my website, I'm not there to scold anybody. Some some astrologers have a bit of a tone that it worries me. I am never going to be like that. Mm-hmm. I'm your pal. I'm sitting in your kitchen. We're having a cup of coffee, and we're going to try to navigate through difficult waters, but also look at the good stuff that's also happening in your life that you may not see because it's right in front of you, and you're almost ready to trip over it, but you're not seeing it. Mm. Sometimes we get so fixated on a problem, we don't see the good stuff that's right there, right, like a big fat present next to the door with a big red bow on it. We're not seeing it. You know, so I want to always point that out. I can't tell you how many times when I've seen someone and I'm saying, did you know that you could really live in Europe if you'd like to? Just like, really? I've always wanted to live in Paris. I'm like, well, it's here. It's a plum hanging off the tree here. If you want it, you can take it. If you choose not to, it's okay. You're still going to be happy living where you are in Boston or wherever it is. But I do see a foreign city here if you'd like to live there for a while or retire there when you're older. It's there for you. It's a choice. And it's showing up really strongly, and wow, your reaction really tells me that this is a wish, you know. So it's funny, right? I'm always surprised at the chart. How do I know these things? I mean, it's sitting, I'm not psychic, it's all in the chart.
Wow, but you intuit, I mean, I'm sure you intuit as well.
Yeah, but they say that, but see, when I write, I always tell the provenance of each aspect so anybody could open a book and look it up and see what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
And they could see. I'm very transparent. I don't mysteriously give forecasts. Right. It's all astrologically correct.
Mm.
Because I feel I'm very out there. I don't know if most people know that there are four big astrological organizations, and all of them have what we call Media Watch. And they monitor those of us who are out there to make sure we're sticking to what the ancients wrote.
Wow.
Now, I'm that way anyway. I don't need Media Watch to terrorize me. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's a good thing.
Oh, your mother started you off on the right
road.
Yeah,
she's the one that said you have to be accurate. Yeah, that's right, little mom. You know, not only did she teach me the English, you know, to speak clearly and correctly and to really be precise about what I was saying. She also talked about theology, philosophy, metaphysics. We would talk about why things happen, why we are facing challenges from time to time. She said one thing to me that always stuck with me. She said, Susan, when you're going through the tough time, that's when you're in the ring and you're the boxer and you're showing all your passion and all your determination and you're in there slugging away. And when and the bell rings and you sit on the side and the referee throws the water in your head, that's the good aspects that are just resting you up. The real work in life is when you're in that ring fighting away for what you believe in. The other time is just rest up time. That's not the important time. The important time is when you're taking those blows.
Exactly.
She always inspired me so much. It was funny. She would say things like, oh, you're coming up on a time of character building. And I remember being little, like, oh, really, Mommy? Like, oh, yeah, it's character building. Then when I got to be about 12 or 13, I'm like, you know what? Those times weren't so easy. I don't like those times. And she would laugh, and she said, oh, you figured that out, huh? Well, yeah, but Susan, you need those. That's what builds your character. That's what makes you who you are. Oh, I loved my mother, because she always, always framed things in ways I could understand. And she'd say, you're doing so well. You shouldn't avoid those. You're doing well. You're reaching the challenge, you're stretching to it. Look how much you've grown. And she would always be so encouraging, like, look forward to the next challenge. She's so remarkable. She's just so remarkable. The day I found out in the hospital that my nerve had been cut, I was not upset about that. That was part of my destiny. You know,
Well, you inherited a great trait of
hers. Well, my mom, she really, so sorry about this.
No, you're busy. We're thankful you're here.
Oh, good, my answering machine just picked up.
No, we're thankful you're here because we know what kind of schedule you have. So we're just honored
but
that you're
anyway,
able to do this.
It's, a lot of life is what you expect and strategizing and working toward what you want. You can get to the spot you want to be if you have a plan. Sometimes we have to have patience and do one step at a time, brick by brick by brick, smash a problem into little pieces and take little parts of it at a time. Mm. But if you're moving in the right direction, you will accomplish it eventually. We're always going in one direction or another. Either it's getting better or getting worse. So we have to decide which side we're on and make sure we get on the right path. But once we get on that path, there's nothing we can't do.
Exactly. You know, I want to go back to December 12th, which you were speaking of earlier, because one thing I neglected to ask you about this time coming up next week is what would you suggest or
what you suggest people do? I'm right in the crosshairs of this tough eclipse, and so is my mother. My mother's 89. So what I'm doing is trying to clear my calendar. There is nothing worse than to be in a Christmas crunch, trying to ship presents to get things done, and then have a crisis confront you that you didn't expect. And because Uranus is so active on this full moon, all of us are going to be confronted with something in a million years we never expected.
Mm-hmm.
So number one, I'm telling my mother's nurse to stay up and to be really, like, listening. My mom has a way of walking around in the middle of the night with her little walker because she gets hungry at 3 o'clock in the morning and looks for a cookie. So I'm like, Annie, you just got to be on top of her. And, you know, it's 3 days before and 3 days after. So this is a long stretch. This is a 6-day period.
Well, that was my next question. I was saying, is it just that?
Usually
day?
It hits right on the day, on the 12th, and usually it's not so much 3 days before, but definitely 3 days after. It could be a day before or so, could sometimes be 2 days before, but it could go as much as 4 days after. So what I'm trying to do is put up my Christmas tree early, try to get my list together, and go online and start shipping those presents. Because if you're in an emotional state, what if my mom, God forbid, has to go to the hospital? The last thing I want to do is sit in front of a computer and send out Christmas presents because I'm going to be wanting to talk to doctors and sit there. And you know what I mean? It's like stuff is going on. You know what I mean? And I'm needed to make decisions. Now, my sister will help me, but, you know, you're going to be busy. And the mutable signs are the ones in the crosshairs. It's Virgo, Pisces, Gemini, Sagittarius, those born around the 11th to the 14th of the month in those signs. But the other signs will be affected too in different ways. You know, like Scorpio will have with money, or Taurus also with money. I wrote in my column this month how everybody is going to be affected by December 12th. And you and I talked earlier about, you know, even companies can feel this, like Ford and GM are going to feel this very tough full moon, and it's not going to be quite the way they wanted it to go. So I feel that there's not a lot you can do because Uranus is surprising, and it's always a thing you never expected. I do give you the area where that full moon is falling. So, for example, Sagittarius is going to have it in the house of partners. This is not the full moon that you want to bring up that big talk with your boyfriend or girlfriend. You know, that's not the night. No, you do not. You want to open the window and let whatever wants to fly in, fly in. Mm-hmm. But you don't want to initiate trouble. Don't go looking for trouble. Trouble will come and find you on that full moon.
Exactly.
If that full moon is falling in your house of work, let's say fame and honors, if you're a Pisces, you don't want to be asking for a promotion just when your boss is making a list of all the people he's going to fire that day. You know, you don't want to annoy the boss, is what I'm trying to say. You know, or if you're a Scorpio, you don't want to be looking for venture capital on that day because your investors are going to be in a bad mood anyway. So, you know, you just don't want to be initiating anything. You just want to be sitting back and let the phone ring and you respond to it.
Right.
You know, that's all you can do, and try to clear the decks. Do your Christmas shopping early, ship early. Some of our friends are Jewish. They're preparing for their holiday and their gifts and the food they want in the house. And go out and get all of the stuff you can get done. And then at least you'll have time to cope. Maybe it's a best friend that's having trouble, and you want to be over there helping her. You know, so many of the signs will be helpers to the other signs. It seems that Capricorn will not be feeling this too much, but somebody at work is not going to show up, and they're going to have to do double workloads and that kind of thing for Capricorn. So that means long hours on the job. Mm-hmm. Less time to go out shopping after work. Mm-hmm. This all causes stress when the time you thought you had starts evaporating. And it's not so tragic if your children are grown, but if you have little kids who are depending on Santa Claus coming, you want to get to Toys R Us this week.
Right.
You know, so it's stuff like that, you know.
And can you recall of any aspects coming up in the coming year? And I know we discussed the eclipses. But was there anything else that really stuck out to you?
Well, none of the new moons and full moons are really gorgeous the way they were this year. There was a gorgeous one in May, last May 2008. There was a nice one at the end of October. There are no bouquets coming our way. The best new moon and full moon is, well, actually, I like February. February is my favorite month. Oh, there's a really big day. I have to tell you this one. Mm-hmm. You know how on TV they keep telling us, oh, we got to have our digital, you know, set ready. If you don't have cable, then you have to go get a converter. And it's all going to happen on February 17th. I'm like, what a random date. Who would pick February 17th if you're trying to teach a nation to be ready for digital? Why wasn't it February 1st or February 14th? Days people could remember. Right. You know, say on Valentine's Day. What, February 17th seemed like such a crazy day. So I sit down and I make a chart. Lo and behold, I think somebody picked this day. This is such a perfect day. I can't believe it. Jupiter is conjunct Mars in the digital sign of Aquarius. Jupiter, the giver of gifts and luck, on top of Mars. Mars is the energy planet. Oh my gosh, surrounded by the Sun in Aquarius, Venus in Aquarius, almost. I think Venus is almost there. It is there. And Jupiter and the Sun and there's a whole crowd of planets in the digital sign of Aquarius. I'm coming away with the feeling that this change in America that will go digital will allow us to create so many new technological breakthroughs, things that we haven't even imagined. I could see TV on our little telephones, which will be very, very good, because if there's ever an emergency, you can go right on your cell phone and get the news, you know, and you're going to have somebody talking to you on your cell phone, and all kinds of breakthroughs, though, that we haven't even imagined. This is such a gorgeous day that they picked, and it's exact on that day. Oh, gosh, all these planets in one little piece of the pizza pie, and they're all in digital Aquarius, the best day in 12 years. I'm just thrilled that they picked February 17th. So everybody has to be ready. Get your converter box if you don't have cable, and if you have an old set that you get your, you know, get your TV through the air. Mm-hmm. But if you have cable, you're probably okay, or if you have a newer TV set, but you have to check. Call your provider, find out. And be ready. They say you should get ready now and get your coupon from the government now, not wait until February 17th where it's going to be chaos. They should, right now, you should do it. Most of my friends have done it already. So, but be ready for the digital revolution, because it's going to be great.
So that's going to be a good day for all of us to do anything we need to do technologically.
That's such a happy day. It's almost like Valentine's Day is coming a few days late. I like the whole 3 days in February 16th, 17th, and 18th. Uh-oh. Well, also, we have the luckiest day of the year in January this year.
Oh, really?
The luckiest day of the year is when Jupiter conjuncts the Sun. Oh. And it's going to happen in Aquarius on January 24th, right near the inauguration.
Oh, great.
And if you're born on the 24th, well, then you just hit the jackpot, because your whole year is going to be good. If you're born even close to that, it means the whole year is rinsed with luck. But, you know, it's funny how God works on these luckiest days of the year. It's never in a way you think. I had one recently, and all my neighbors knew that I had written about this, and I had told this one sign to go out and buy, you know, a little scratch-off ticket. So I'm sitting in the cafe, and everybody say, hey, Susie, we're all going to go next door and buy our scratch-off tickets. You know, so everybody puts down $5, $10, and they all win money. And I'm the same sign, so I put $5 down, nothing happens. I don't win a thing. God, this is so funny. How could I not win? I lost my computer the next day in a taxi cab.
Oh, my.
It was very dark, and I didn't see the black, and it had fallen down, and I had shopping bags. It was around Christmas. But I did have the receipt from the taxi driver. He had given me my change with the receipt. Long story short, it took a long time to get in hold of him. It took about 15 hours to get a hold of him because he had gone home and gone to sleep. And he told me that he had gone into a very rough neighborhood in the Bronx and that he had taken a very big, burly man after me to Fort Apache. I thought, oh, God, my heart is sinking. And he said, when men leave, he have luggage. Not have luggage when get into cab. And I'm like, luggage? Raimundo, what do you mean? And he's like, he said, give back luggage. That is lady with shopping bags luggage. I said, oh, my God, you're talking about my computer. And man said, that's my luggage. No, it's not. It's lady with shopping bags luggage. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And he's telling me it's going back and forth. And I'm like, Raimundo, do you have my computer? And there was like a little silence for a second. And he goes, yes.
Oh.
My computer had gone into a city with 9 million people in the roughest neighborhood known to man. I don't know how my cab driver even noticed. It was dark when I got into the computer. It was 5 o'clock. It was late at night. That I even had anything. And that he would wrestle this big, burly man in a horrible neighborhood to get my computer back.
Wow.
I got my computer back. I went to the bank and took out as much money as I could get out of a cash machine. And I gave him all of it. Thanked him so much. He said, I am not needing reward. I'm like, yes, Raimundo, you must take this for all of us in New York who believe in you, because there will be someone else who will be very grateful too for your good heart. You must take
wonderful.
It. You must take it. And I called all the news stations afterwards. I got my computer back in perfect shape. And that is the power of Jupiter conjunct the Sun. It is the planet of miracles, Jupiter. And it was in my house of money, and this was a very valuable computer to me in other ways. I hadn't backed it up in 3 weeks, which, silly me, I don't know why I didn't do that. And I did get it back, and that's a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you don't know how it's going to work out for you, but you will get the gift by the door. It just may surprise you. It may be a spiritual gift.
Mm-hmm.
It may be a material gift.
Mm-hmm.
It could be an emotional gift, but a gift you will receive. So watch that time around January 24th, because it's a really sunny time of the year for it.
And I'm sure it's going to be in your monthly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I want to remind everyone, if you're like me, you're going to bookmark it, because I've been going there for years. The first day of every month, I've been going there for years. And I just, if you haven't listened to Susan or watched or read or anything, because you're everywhere, but if they haven't read your horoscopes, they're crafted. I feel like I just feel like you're being hugged.
Oh, thank you so much. I take my time with it, you know, to really talk about each part of the month with care. Not every day is important, so I only talk about the important days, but it are days that I'd like you to write down and watch and see what happens.
I'll never forget the time I read my horoscope, and you even mentioned something about dental work, and sure enough, the very day I had dental.
Well, see, it was like little Lassie barking and trying to bring you over to the dentist, pulling on your skirt.
Yeah, it was like phenomenal. Oh. Everything, really, it just, I feel like you're really on my side when I read your horoscopes. I do.
Well, if any listeners live in a state where there's Comcast, I do have a weekly show, and they're being so kind. Do you know that in America there's never been an astrology show on a network or on cable? It's only been on public access. So this is the first time in the history of this country, so I'm very grateful to Comcast for doing this. You have to have the digital package, but once you know it, most people have it.
Well, we have thousands of people that listen to these
archives.
Yeah,
I'm on demand, cutting edge, in there, in the cutting edge category, and then you go to paranormal. I know, haunted houses and X-Files, but I'm in the paranormal under cutting edge, and then it's horoscopes, and that's me. And they change it every single week, and you get a 3-minute forecast every single week for each sign. You don't have to listen to the other signs. You just listen to your own.
What day of the week
do they
change
it? It's like iPods. You just click on the one you want.
What day of the week do they change it so they'll know?
They change it on Sunday.
Okay, so every Sunday.
The whole week ahead. And I talk about which days are important. So, you know, I know it's a little hard to find, so that's why, you know, if you have Comcast, I'm in your box, in your little house right now.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It just started in October, so it's brand new. So
I wish I had Comcast.
Thrilled. Oh, well, you know, it's different parts of the country. Time Warner took some areas, and they're not competitors. They really are friends with each other. It's just that no cable company could take the whole United States, so they
right.
kind of divvied up the territory. But if you don't have DirecTV and you do have Comcast, because those two are in the same neighborhoods usually, Comcast is the one. And they're so nice to me because we have some new ideas, and we're doing, like this month I'm doing gift-giving ideas, and we're going to be doing fitness for January and all kinds of evergreen, what we call things that are not predictive but more personality-oriented,
mm-hmm.
that are fun, that we could run the whole month. I just love them. They're so easy to work with.
That's
and so encouraging.
Well,
so
being that you've worked with some, you've worked with a lot of huge companies. So
I know, it's so funny.
So to say that is
and
a huge compliment.
And to be in this field of astrology, it's not easy getting their. Yeah, I've worked with Time Warner, Disney. I've worked with Barnes & Noble, with Condé Nast, with Hearst, with Prime Media, with just all the big. All the big companies.
That's a huge compliment.
But Apple, I appear in Apple. I'm just so happy. Well, you learn from them.
Right.
They're like, for example, Disney said to me, "We expect you to answer every letter within 2 days because that is our standard." So I said, "Okay, that's good to know." And they said, "If you get 4 letters complaining about the same subject in 1 week, that means that 2,000 people are upset. So you must have a meeting immediately." I'm like, I love knowing this. So they taught me a lot, especially about customer support. So we read every letter that comes in, every single letter, every letter. We also have a little saying, the reader is never crazy, they are right. So if something seems odd that they're saying, we really look into it because it could mean that something's broken on the site or something. We investigate everything. The reader's right, always.
Mm.
You know, we've learned that for sure. You know, so.
Well, for the people that don't have Comcast, you can still go to astrologyzone.com.
Yes, and that's my printed forecast. It's a column,
mm-hmm.
and you get about 8 pages, single spaced, that you should print out
yes.
and read with a yellow magic marker. a lot of people read it online, which you're welcome to. 18 million people a month download their horoscopes. And, you know, those 8 pages, it counts as one because I don't make you click for every page. It's like one long
yeah.
page. So 18 million reports get downloaded every yeah. month. So
in this time of year, you can find fantastic gifts. You can find the Year Ahead 2009 calendar that
yeah.
we discussed earlier.
My favorites.
You order it now. It's a 13-month calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Makes a great gift, and you also, I love the personalized books that you have.
People love them. One for a baby, one for an adult, or for a couple. Let's say you know a couple getting married or just getting engaged. How romantic is that for $49? The two charts are in the book. It's called the relationship book, The Two of Us.
But you know,
oh,
what
you
a great
see the
gift that would be for
so
anybody.
Beautiful inside. Nothing tacky. Remember, I used to be an agent for commercial photographers. No kittens playing with yarn, if you know what I mean. No,
yeah.
No stock photography or any of that awful gooky saccharine stuff. No, I really, really hire the best. Martha Stewart is my idol. Need I say more?
It's a good thing, right?
So she set the gold standard, and I think of her every day.
Yeah. Everything you do is immaculate and beautiful and well thought.
Well, you know, the industry I was in, the swirl of a ribbon or the way confetti falls on a desk matters, you know, like the beauty and the grace of life.
Mm-hmm.
So I always strive for that beauty, you know, so.
And you do it in the written word as well. I mean, not just in what you see, it's what you read, because the written word, you're a fantastic writer. You really
Thank
are.
Thank you. I didn't even know I knew how to write.
Oh.
I I think that one of my most memorable moments ever in my life is when my editor gave me a shredder for Christmas. And I said, oh, wow, well, this is really nice. You know, there's those TV reports about identity theft. She said, Susan, I gave you a shredder because your work is valuable. You are a writer. You need a shredder. I'm like, oh, my God. I had no words in my lungs. I was like, whoa. What did you just say? You know, I just wrote because I wanted to share what I knew, and I wanted people to know what was coming up. I was very motivated, like, you need to know about this, you know. But when she said that, I hung on to it. I dreamed about it. I was like, she said I was a writer. You know, that was something, that was a big thing for me. I'll never forget that moment. Never.
I think that's great.
Yeah. So
that was your epiphany. Your
that was my writer.
Moment. Yeah.
Time Warner. My God. Wow. You know. So.
And I neglected. I don't want to forget to mention the T-shirts too, because.
Oh, they're so beautiful. Chrissy Miller, my daughter, designed them, and she has the sophomore label. She has a whole label on sophomorenyc.com, but she sells in Barney's and Fred Siegel's and all the she places. And I said, Chrissy, I'd love a line of T-shirts just for us. And she said, oh, I know exactly. I want to do it really cool. Black with the glyph, and it could be a conversation starter, but really classy. And so I just recommend people order a shirt bigger than they need, because she works with American Apparel, and they run small. Mm-hmm. They're all made in America. By the way, everything I do is made in America. There is no sweatshops. Everything is made. Our books are printed, and our calendars in New York State, and our T-shirts are made in California. We don't go offshore.
Oh, that's so
a lot of people have asked us about that, and the shirts are 100% cotton. There's no nylon or anything,
okay.
So they're really beautiful. Beautiful.
So you really do want to get them a little larger then, because they could shrink.
Yeah, yeah, you do. Like, I would wear a large, and I'm a 6. You know, we have extra large, we have men's sizes, we have everything. But American, we do have the size chart, so
okay.
You can just. You know, tape measure it and get the one you need.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Oh, they're so sweet. They're black with the white glyph. I love, love, love them.
And they can sign up for you. And I don't want to forget.
My daughter Diana's modeling them on the site.
Oh,
with her friend Matt Linsky.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
That's so cute. She said, "Mommy, now everybody thinks I'm a model. I work for NBC." I'm like, "No, no, it's okay, Diana. Thank you for doing that for me, sweetheart."
Maybe you are a model.
It's so funny. I've got the whole family doing something for me. Well, I have to keep my site going and free for one and all, and this is how I'm able to do it, by selling little things, you know.
But they're not little. I mean, everything you offer is really wonderful work.
Oh, thank you.
It is. I mean,
try to be unique, something you can't get in a store, you know.
Yeah. I mean, we were talking about the relationship books, and people that have an anniversary, if there's a couple that has an anniversary.
That's right. If they're, like, married 46 years, it would be fun to see what aspects brought them together, because the book is written very loving.
Yeah.
I had to co-write with astrologers, and the adult and baby book, I had to go to Belgium to find someone with my warm style.
Yeah.
And we've got... two others. The relationship book took 3.5 years to write. It's a lot of work that goes into it, so, and it's every week, you know. I mean, this isn't like we wrote for a little while and then we put it aside. I mean, this is a constant project, and with tremendous love and warmth. We want people to close the book and feel like celebrating afterwards. That's the way I am. I want people to feel that way after they read my horoscope, even if I have difficult news. You know, I remind people, you've been down this road before, and you've survived and you've flourished, so this isn't something new. I just want you to know about it so you don't feel broadsided and that you're all ready for it. And the funny thing about December is, even though there's this monstrous full moon, the sun comes out at the end of the month.
Mm.
It's such a month of contrast. We've got this beautiful crowd of planets coming into Capricorn that's just sparkles, and it restores all our faith in everything. So it's like weird, you know, almost, you know, so butted up against each other. But, you know, so I try to give a balanced picture.
No, but it's so wonderful to know that it, just like life in general, I mean, there's always,
yeah,
there's a rough
you
patch.
Can have such bad news and be just you know, just devastated. And then the next day, a breakthrough comes that you never expected. Maybe in another part of your life, something, a dream you've held forever, and you get a breakthrough, and you're like, boy, oh boy, life is so crazy sometimes.
Exactly.
But that's what keeps you going.
I agree, now, 100%.
I often think the life I have now was really planted a year and a half ago.
Hmm.
And it's interesting to think about. Like, if you're launching something new, it probably took at least 18 months, if not 3 years. So I always feel we need short-term goals and long-term goals. But the life we're leading today pretty much was potted in the little and sort of watered and planted
right.
a year and a half ago. And so that always means you can always change the direction of your life. You just have to have a little patience. It'll probably take about a year and a half to get it a little bit further to where you want it to be, you know.
But it's like anything else, this too shall pass. You know,
and also, what I like about astrology, it helps you use your time well. If it's not a good time to meet somebody new, and like it's better at the, like Virgo is so blessed with love and romance at the end of December. I would like them to pay more attention to their home and fixing up the house and stuff like that, or seeing mom or taking her out to lunch and stuff, because really they're not going to meet anybody early in the month, but from the 21st on, it's like, oh my gosh, Virgo, I want you out of the office and socializing like mad, but don't even bother in the beginning of December, nothing much will happen. This way you can use your time better.
You're right. Use your time more wisely.
And not be disappointed, because if the Virgo goes out in the first 3 weeks of December, like, oh God, nothing's happening for me, I probably shouldn't even try. And then they're going to give up just when it's getting good. So I want people to know when it's good. Then, you know, you use your time productively.
But see, that's why you're like a best friend.
Yeah. Yeah, it just, it really calms you down, too. You also know it, type A's like me. I always, let me tell you, like, when I was little, I would put myself into a pretzel before tests. My mother would say, what's wrong, Susan? I would get myself sick over these tests. She says, the moon's not in Virgo. This history teacher's not going to be asking you a lot of dates. I said, she's not? She said, no, she's going to want to know that you understand what this part of history really meant and why it changed the direction of that country. Let's go over it. I'm looking at the chart, and I'm telling you what this test is going to be about. Stop hammering yourself on all these dates. I want you to understand the basis of this history lesson. And we go over that. She'd always be right. She also knew that when we went shopping, me and my sister, we would be so picky. We'd go from store to store. So then she stopped all that, and she said, she'd go through the house, the moon's in Leo, girls. Get dressed. Moon's in Leo. We're going to find everything we want today. And well, sure enough, everything would be beautiful, because when you shop when the moon's in Leo, oh my gosh.
Everyone's taking notes.
Everything is drop dead beautiful, and we would just go to one store and be happy and go home. She said, I finally figured it out. We're going to shop on the right day, because I'm going to save my own sanity here with two daughters. I had a very unusual childhood, to put it mildly. My mother never talked about astrology a lot. It's not like somebody who's just learning it who becomes obsessed with it. It was just now and then. I don't want to leave the wrong impression. It would just pop up at unusual times. And it would, and my father used to rag my mother, but when my uncle, it was before I was born, way before I was born, when my uncle was lost in Normandy and the whole family hadn't heard from him and thought he had perished in the invasion, my mother studied for 3 days and nailed the time and the date when they would get the telegram. And she was right to the hour that Peter survived with his other person in the platoon, and all the rest were lost, but he did survive, and she did say that he was alive, and my father never wrecked her again, she told me. He never made fun of her again.
Mm.
You know, he said there must be something to this, because this is crazy. She said it would be on a Friday that he'd get the telegram, she'd get a letter, and he's, at what time? She said 11, and he said, you're wrong, because the mail comes at 9. She said, well, I don't know why, but it's not going to be at 9. It's going to be at 11. And he was out with the truck delivering orders, and he came back, and Charlie comes to the door and says, Tony, we got a telegram. Peter's alive. And my father looks up at the clock, and it was 5 to 11. So, I mean, it really is amazing how mathematically correct astrology can be, and it's not predestined. She just saw it was so, so favorable for my uncle. So she couldn't have
met. You had a great mentor there. You know, your mother was...
She is really brilliant, though. I mean, she finds lost objects and stuff. She taught me about that, too.
Wow.
You do a chart, and you ask the chart a question.
No kidding. This is.
Well, you want to hear the most dramatic story ever?
Sure.
I was meeting a group of girls from Condé Nast in L.A. because my editor said, you know, you should really meet the girls in L.A., so I did. And we were just sitting down to lunch in a Japanese restaurant, and they were going around the table saying their names, and the one girl next to me said, my name is Clemmie, and the girl next to her said, Clementine, Clemmie, just got married. And I said, oh, wow. And then the other girl said, but she lost her ring. I said, Clemmie, you lost your engagement ring? She said, yeah, I have my wedding ring, but I lost my engagement ring. I said, what time is it, Clemmie? And she said, it's 1 o'clock. I said, and I was opening my computer, and I said, what time is it exactly? Do you want to know where the ring is? And she's like, yes, it's 1:04. And I said, there's so much water around this ring. I've never seen so much water. This is like infinite amounts of water. I mean, I can't believe how much water. And she started to open her mouth. And I said, wait, there's a lot of wood near this ring, too. Wood and water, this makes no sense. But the wood is much smaller amount compared to the water, which is gallons and gallons and gallons, and I can't even imagine how many gallons. But there's wood. There's a substantial amount of wood, but not anywhere near in the proportion of the water. Do you have any idea what this could mean? She said, Susan, I was in the surf in Santa Monica, and my finger shrunk, and the ring fell off in the water.
Oh, my gosh.
And one of the girls said, but Susan's seeing all this wood. It's under the pier. That's where it is. If I were you, I'd hire divers. And everybody laughed, and then somebody said, do me, do me. Clemmie never tells me that later she hires divers. Clemmie never tells me that she gets her ring back in the Pacific Ocean.
Oh, my God.
Under the Santa Monica Pier. When I find out this from a mutual friend, I call Clemmie. I'm like, Clemmie, you found your ring and you didn't call me? She said, but you knew where it was. I'm like, Clemmie.
Validation.
Clemmie, you could have called me. I was taking a big risk here.
Oh, my gosh.
This is Self Magazine where I worked. It would have been nice to tell my editor-in-chief. You know? I found a ring in the Pacific Ocean. This has to be crazy. This is how well my mother taught me.
Oh, my gosh.
It's insane. No, it's not. It's not intuitive. It's all classic textbook astrology. I still can't believe it. I mean, I think back at this, and it's just insane. Well, once Ogilvy and Mather lost a very valuable $90,000 portfolio, and they didn't know where it was, and my friend was going to lose her job. And I was very busy that day, and I said, Norma, would you mind talking to my mother? And she said, I'd be happy to talk to little mom. So I go off and have my busy day, and then my phone goes off at 6 o'clock, and I'm like, yes, and I'm at a mother-daughter tea with my daughter. She's like, Mommy, don't answer the phone. So I don't answer it, so I call back later. And Norma said, your mother was only wrong about one thing. She said we'd find it by 7:30 tonight, and we found it at 5:30. And she told us it was in the northeast part of the building and that it was near a metal rack and near computers. And I got interns with compasses, and we fanned out through the building. And Ogilvy is very big. You know, it's huge. Just got the whole building on 49th Street in New York, and they found it.
This is.
Then Gable to Thompson calls me up and said, we heard what happened over at Ogilvy. Hey, could you find a few books for us? I'm like, no, I can't spend my life finding objects. You know,
this is the first time I'm ever hearing about finding objects with astrology.
You ask a question. The moment the question is asked, you need to do a chart immediately. Now, if the chart has 3 degrees rising or less, or 27 degrees or more, the question is not solved yet. You have to come back and ask later. But luckily, in both cases, that we didn't get those early or late degrees. So
I am learning something new. I have never.
It's called Horae Astrology of the Hour. Horae Astrology, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And you just look, and, you know, if it's up north, if it's in a high place, if it's in a low place. When my daughter lost her keys to her dorm, we called Grandma immediately, and she said, it's near a machine and groceries, which makes no sense at all. And I said, Chrissy, I don't know what that means. And she said, well, I was checking out. I bought groceries. And I remember I had the keys in my hand, and oh my God, I put the groceries in the back seat, you know, down behind the driver's seat. I bet my keys were right next to it. I bet it's under the seat of the driver's, and I gave back that car to the rental place. She goes back to Avis and tortures them to get the car out. They don't even want to help her. The keys were under the driver's seat.
That is
But my mother is amazing.
Fascinating.
She's just so good at this. I want to bottle her up. I need to sit around her more often. I mean, she's 89, but she's still good. Actually, you get better in astrology as you get older. My sister on my birthday calls me up and says, you found the key to the universe, and the older you get, you could be 100 years old, you're only getting better. I'm like, well, thanks, I think. She's my little sister, so is she ribbing me that I'm older than her? But I'm like, well, it's true. You do get better as you get older. Yeah.
Well, all the history, everything they've learned over...
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, all of us get better. Yeah. Society has it backwards.
Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah, 100%. No, it's a good thing to get older, yeah.
No, this is incredible. Well, I've learned a lot tonight, and I know everybody else has, too.
I had so much fun tonight. Thank you
for
inviting me.
Oh, gosh. I don't know what I would have a year. I could look forward to a year without Susan Miller.
Well, we don't even have to wait a year. We can do this again. It's up to your readers. They should tell us what they'd like us to talk about, and we can.
Well, you know, the clicking on the recording when they listen is a vote every time, because you've gotten the most clicks, the most votes, listening to your show. So they don't have to write or tell me. I already see it.
I am the servant to my readers, I always say. This is their site, and I just manage it for them.
Well, you are so appreciated. I know I speak for a lot of people because you're very loved, and I really appreciate you sharing your insight for the coming year and some stories. And like I said, I never knew you could find lost objects too.
Yep.
God, this is fascinating.
Amazing, right?
Well, I wish you the best, and I am going to see if I can try to find this TV show on Comcast. I know I've got to have some people.
Maybe a friend in another state.
Yeah. Say, do you have Comcast? I want to see this.
I think you can go to Comcast.com and put in a zip code, and it tells you.
Oh, good. Well, everyone needs to go to astrologyzone.com. Everything that we spoke of this evening is there. You can find all the information, and they can email if they can't find something, right?
Oh, yeah, they can write to me.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We read every letter.
Yeah, if you can't find any of the products or anything we've discussed this evening, just shoot an email, and someone is going to answer for sure.
My head of customer support will read it, and if she wants me to look at it, I look at it for sure.
Yeah, so that's great. So thank you so much, Susan, and definitely going to have you back again.
Okay, well, and happy holidays.
Yes, we'll be back in January, everyone. So thank you, Susan, and we will be back in touch again.
Aw, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.